There is me, that is Damien, and my three fellow incendiary heads, that is Mac, Mariska, and of course Richard. And we sat in the shed one day thinking of making up our resolutions of what to do with the summer. So we decided to go to Haldon again, and this is the Haldon Fieldcast. You can follow us at www.incendiarymag.com, or if you can't spell that, www.inmusic.nl. But read Twitter, where Richard's ramblings and tweets will keep you up to date with all the latest news, info, and how the wine is tasting. That's at incendiarymag on Twitter. See you later. Ta-ra! James Bond. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
It's day two.
It is.
It's actually day three, but we're going to talk about day two.
We are going to talk about day two.
Yes, we are.
As we walk through another blisteringly hot Haldon. Sometimes the weather goes from sublime to ridiculous. We should start actually talking about the weather.
Yes.
The weather informed yesterday's gigs, I thought.
The weather comes in two temperatures.
Uh-huh. Cold.
Yes. Baltic. Baltic or Saharan.
Yeah.
And right. That's it. You're either bloody freezing or you're bloody sweating.
Within 10 minutes of each other, yes. As well. And the rotation of such temperatures can cause what we call severe drinking, can't
yes.
it, really? You end up drinking like hell.
We must apologise for nothing.
No,
we enjoyed ourselves.
Oh,
it was good.
We did.
It was good. Oh, hang on. We're walking through the campsite again.
Yeah.
Which is our usual thing to do.
Sticks.
And yeah, they've this strange kind of wooden...
Stick game,
but I don't see any beer this year. This must be the healthy version. It involves standing in a line, throwing a stick at some other sticks.
There's a juggler.
If it hits the stick you're trying to throw your stick at, then you have to run from one side to the other whilst everyone drinks a bottle of beer. Oh, there's a juggler, but he's just dropped his clubs. He looks quite unhappy. Ah. Now he's just throwing the clubs away and he's going for one of those
things.
Spinny things.
Yeah, I don't know what they are. Have you told him about the giant cock yet?
We did mention it briefly.
Did we?
Yes, at the end we said we were walking, looking towards a giant inflatable penis.
You did, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, but it's been taken down. I don't know, maybe so. Oh no, there it is.
No, it's now, also a donkey.
It's now resting across some German flag
seats.
Camping chairs with a big smiley happy face on it. And there's also an inflatable donkey next to it, which we find quite interesting. Yeah, but the best thing we've seen in the campsite this year, without a doubt, apart from the inflatable whale, which we're about to come up to,
yeah.
is an old centre bus.
Which is wasn't it
just
beautiful?
Absolutely yeah. delightful.
Where do they get all this heritage equipment from,
Dave? I don't know, but we like heritage equipment,
don't we?
We love
heritage equipment.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Listen to that horn!
Listen to that horn, we'll talk about that later.
Yes.
Anyway, so should we talk about
day two,
wasn't it?
Which I'm actually looking at today's lineup, which isn't going to help us.
Well, we started off with Wyork.
We did. Wyork.
Wyork. And we like Wyork. We like the record. We've interviewed them. We think they're very nice people.
Yeah, and, very pleasant. And even though they make quite a racket,
yeah.
I found them quite relaxing, Clive.
Yeah, yeah.
And quite chill. It may have been because the fact that it was about 40 degrees and I was sweating buckets.
Yeah, we were sweating buckets.
But they sounded quite, and they were just so cheerful and polite.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
They're a pleasant band, Wyork. I mean, they have a limited sort of range of attack, if you will. But
yeah, they have a blueprint and they stick to it. Oh, we're just coming up to that Setra bus. It's just the most beautiful blue and silver. Blue and grey!
It's blue and grey.
It's blue and grey.
More of that later.
Yes, more of that later.
Yeah. It was a good start for the day, wasn't it? Because
they were very... The thing I have...
Medium-tempo rock.
Similar with the album, I think they do what they do very well, but they maybe do it a bit too often.
Yeah, maybe so.
They've got like one plan of approach, and then they go for it. But there was a new one, was it Spiral or something? That was really nice and really kind of...
Spiders or something, wasn't it? What they should do though is rather be a duo, why don't they just get more people to play instruments?
Yes, but it's a trend that I've noticed this year. It used to be like Strokey Beards, and it used to,
a
couple of years ago, we were lots of beards around. This year it's multi-instrumentalist
drummers.
Yes.
Drummers who do other things whilst drumming.
It's like, being a drummer isn't enough. Well, no. Frankly, it is.
It is.
You
it
don't
is.
Need to play the piano at the same time. You don't need to play keyboards. And you don't definitely need to play guitar and drum at the same time.
No.
It's like, well, if you want to be a one-man band, go and stand on a pier.
Exactly. I find that Well, I don't know. I think it slowed him down.
Either that, or get some friends. You know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I know it's cheaper for touring purposes, and bands are struggling in these economic times, but the gang mentality of a band will make your music better, I think.
Exactly.
But anyway, having said that, we still like Wild quite a bit.
We do, and going from a minimalist stripped-down duo to having basically what looked like a campsite on the stage with Other Lives.
Other Lives. Other Lives, who played a really nice kind of gentle gig last year in the Pop Bar, really came on force with a really kind of strong, muscular kind of presence to them. They had the addition of a cello to their sound adds a kind of depth, and they have multi percussion and things going on, but they have two people doing it,
exactly,
which is much more important.
It is, and I thought they sounded very sort of widescreen, Morricone, spaghetti western kind of sound, wasn't it? It's a really big, filmic,
there's a lot of that
screen.
Kind of really kind of basic Americana stuff going around at present, but whenever they start a song, you always think it might wander off into mountains and rivers and trees and
it doesn't,
long winters and kind of struggling to feed your lonely wife while your horse is dying, that kind of territory. But again, because they've got that extra kind of muscle behind the sound, and they're kind of a bit of strength to them.
I thought it was quite showbiz, actually, the stuff they do. I thought they're quite a glitzy band for all the beards and everything they have. They've got a certain... I don't know, I didn't think they were sort of rootsy at all. I thought they were very much the sort of thing they'd have in the 1960s for some sort of big film, as I said before, some big soundtrack. That was very much more their vibe. I really enjoyed it. Normally those sort of things don't really...
I enjoyed them last year, and they were even better.
Yeah.
And like I say, that extra kind of strength that they've got in the sound really kind of sets them apart from a lot of the other things. I mean, a lot of people, myself included, got excited about Midlake when they appeared, but they had one good song and then ran off talking about tiling roofs and things. Other Lives were good.
Then after that we went over to Steve Smith.
Steve Smith, who was a revelation, basically. Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, fair enough, I have to say it to start with, when I took one look at him, I was a bit
nonplussed. You were a bit worried, weren't you?
Because I did decide that he looked like a bastard offspring of Mick Hucknall and Sam Beam from Mine and Wine.
And he had scarves on his mic stand, which is awesome.
Yes.
One of those moments where you think, right, when you go around to someone's house and they sort of door like the lentils, and you're thinking, where's me lamb?
Well, scarves on thing, it just reminds me of Steve Tyler, and that makes me want to run. But, drummer, guitar, bluesy voice, and he's got a great kind of raspy voice.
He's got a very good line in the Jeff Buckley, soulful boy with guitar on, although he's huge, sort of falsetto runs with his voice, and then sort of mellifluous mercurial chord change. He's all very sweet and beautiful, then all of a sudden it's like this rasping Tom Waits in the diner kind of sound. I thought it was very, it was great. It was one of those sort of a classic showman, you would say.
Yeah, and it was one of those perfect things.
I'm not sure if you listened to his records, but I enjoyed seeing him live.
No, exactly. And it was one of those. It just suited. It was one of the crowd really went for him. There were impromptu foot stomping and finger clicking and sing along moments and everything.
There's the drunkest man I've ever seen wearing a bowler hat.
Yeah, but also there was a lot of dancing going on. By the end it was getting quite tasty, shall we say.
Yeah.
And stuff that your grandmother was certainly not approve of.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
In fact, the first thing your grandma would say to him is say, go and get your hair cut. And then the second is, stop having your audience having sex with each other.
Exactly, pretty much. It was getting quite frisky at the front there. So after that, after the fun of seeing the bowler-hatted man scream along to the Tim Buckley guy, we had a little... What did we do after we had a little break?
White Rabbits, who we just ran away from.
Yeah, we didn't.
We're certainly not following them down any rabbit holes, for sure.
Because
they didn't do much for us. And Zulu Winter, I'm afraid we missed you, because there were more important things like...
Going to the bar.
Getting refreshments. Yeah. And we also had some pasta at that point, which almost made me collapse and want to go to sleep.
German portions of pasta are... You can see why Wagner wrote The Ring Cycle, really, can't you? Because he must have been eating a lot of pasta, Wagner, at that point. Because, how long is The Ring Cycle? It's bloody huge, isn't it?
It's about
massive.
About a bowl of pasta long.
You're telling me, right?
Right, we're going to go for security. We shall speak to you in a moment.
Security guard fancies me.
Yeah, there's nothing like a brisk rub down from a burly German.
Why do you have to take my hat off?
Yeah, why do you have to fail into certain areas where you know that I'm not concealing anything?
But I've got nothing on. Like, he says, oh, can I take your hat off? And he gave me a massive wink.
Mm. Well, actually, I was impressed that even my security guard leant over to feel your jacket. He ignored me. He just, we have two people on you.
Yeah, I know. Daft. I think.
It's those 70s Ray-Bans that do it. Oh, maybe it's the straw hat.
The straw hat.
It's the straw hat that does it. It entertains people in ways that...
Obviously, hitherto unexpressed, yes. I think, in this climate of fear and angst that we have in this present time. Not. Right, anyway, where were we?
Dan Mangan.
Oh, Dan Mangan. Oh, yeah. Hey, James, here's a nice little number about death.
Yes.
That sums up his gig.
If Dan Mangan's band played without him, it would be one of the most life-affirming, exciting and upbeat, wonderful kind of gigs you'd ever see. But unfortunately, he keeps opening his mouth and saying, I'm not very happy.
Oh, yeah, there's one about trees and leaves and death. And then there's another song about death.
He did tell us for quite a long time that there are leaves on the leaves in the trees.
Leaves in the trees, on the wood.
Which upset me, because it should be leaves on the trees.
Yeah, I know, you were getting obsessed with that.
Yes, so the fact that he kept repeating it again and again.
We had his wife's burial, we had another death, we had a song about relativity and trees.
Yeah.
And we had another
song about death and all that's about.
Yeah.
Let's be fair to him, he was excellent.
Oh, the band were great.
But he wasn't a happy man. I do worry for him.
I do. I was thinking to myself, lad, go to the bar. Actually, no, don't do that. He'll probably drink himself to death.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ritalin.
There was one bit, he said, I'm sitting here on the couch drinking beer because it helps to keep me alive or something like that. And I was like, oh.
Silly apeth.
Yeah. And then one of the big surprises for me was how much I enjoyed Daughter.
Oh, because, Daughter was really good.
The couple
good.
Of songs I heard I thought were really nice.
Yeah.
And but nothing that really kind of grasped my attention. Well, but I thought she was just.
She was great, actually.
Lovely.
Yeah, she was. She was very Beth Orton sort of cat power kind of thing, wasn't it? The soulful girl, but with a bit of a beat. What was that? There was that band that used to also have that singer with the blonde girl, and this is a sort of sub New Order. Big sound, and it sounded like that. I can't remember the name of the bloody woman. What was her name? Oh, never mind. It'll come back to me at some point.
It was a bit of a kind of Beth Orton vibe.
It was Beth Orton vibe, for sure.
With
she giggled a lot, didn't she? She's very blue.
Yeah, she was a little giggle box.
She was a little giggle box. Yeah, she was.
But yeah, no, Daughter were excellent. And then there was we had a kind of German interlude where we had Tase Ullman and band.
Yeah, which we didn't like.
And Niels Frevert, which
we missed.
Yeah. and then we had Ben Howard, who came and did his thing and did it very well.
He was very good.
And
I mean, it's not my sort of music, but I mean, I can see why Ben Howard is popular, because he certainly has that sort of teen appeal, doesn't he? That sort of sugar sweet, you know.
Oh, he went down. He went down like. Like you kind of want anyone on a main stage to go down.
Soul boy, wasn't
he? He played a great little set, and everyone clapped and sang along. And But for me, the Diagrams were one of the best things I've seen all weekend.
Back to the tent. Okay. Hello.
Yeah, Diagrams were frankly amazing.
Yeah,
I really, really loved them. They were
Sam, so happy. Yeah,
Sam
from Tongue, and I know. The record is chronicling his sort of down sort of change of his life. So I was expecting something a bit more introspective, but nope, we didn't get that, did we?
We had a spectacular edition of a bunch of balloons and a man in a George Michael mask
being crowd surfed around the entire place,
which is possibly the best thing I've seen all weekend.
Pardon me. Oh, you dear! I'm close to the bar.
I'm glad people can't see what just came out of you there.
Yeah, it was Dan Mangan. Anyway, I'm just going to go to the bar, and we're back in a second. So where were we?
Oh. There we go. Sit yourself down.
Sit myself down. I'm
just a weary man.
I am weary. I'm weary in everyone else's house by the looks of it today. Anyway, so
Diagrams.
Diagrams. I really like their record as well. It's one of those sort of pop records that
might just slip you by. I know a lot of it came out in January and it didn't really get a lot of press, I don't think, and it's a shame because it's a really, really good record. Oh, really well crafted pop song.
It was just such a happy place to be in the tent. It was it was brilliant. And yes, once you've got Crowd Surf and George Michaels and balloons, I mean, what more do you need?
What more do you need?
Two Door Cinema Club came, saw, conquered.
They did very well, yeah. Yes. It's not my sort of music. I know they have this. But well, you know what?
I think if I was 18, I would think they were one of the best bands I've ever seen,
yeah. They did that whole sort of thing that's gone around at present where bands are taking high life and working it into some sort of post-punk beast. Mm. So you have this African guitar thing going on.
Well, one thing I will say, though, I'm not sure if they have two songs that sound exactly the same or if they...
You played the same song twice.
The same song twice.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we were arguing about this and I was thinking to myself, I think they have a different song. You think, they'll just play the same song. But there again, we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know. They were okay.
But no, they were brilliant and they were... They're on the main stage, the reception that they got.
3,000 people going loving them, weren't they?
And
jumping
if two middle-aged men can't get into it that much, then that's our fault.
That's our fault, yeah. Exactly. Everyone loved it, didn't they? They really did jump around. We had some chips then, which were very nice chips.
Hello, how are we doing?
Hello, Lina. We're now being attacked by the main organiser of the festival, who's looking at us, and he's eating some food.
He's enjoying his sausage
this morning, while we're enjoying our beer. And we were just about to talk about Wendy McNeil, who was
just extraordinary.
Oh, I know. A gothic Nico, I think. Mm. A chanteuse par excellence.
I just loved every minute of it. I really did. It was playful. It was a very... she played songs from a concept album, the name of which I can't remember.
Is it the one about the wolf?
Well, I'm not sure if it was about a wolf, because it was all about people living under the sea in the Kingdom
of
Diamonds.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Queen of Hearts and Eddie and all this sort of stuff.
Yes, but it was just delightful.
Oh, it was. Oh, she's
it was
brilliant.
So playful and so charming and
yeah,
so
the records
sweet.
All the records are about shape-shifting in some form or other. The people turn into wolves or they get drowned or something or other.
Yeah, it was quite a surreal...
You can really see
story that she was telling.
Yeah, so you can really see where she gets all the sort of middle Europe gothic thing, the whole Nico thing that she got about. But she get rather where Nico was just this, I don't know. I really like things like the Marble Index, but where Nico is effectively a very negative vibe. With Wendy McNeil, she turns it completely. It's a complete opposite of that coin, where it's a very, very enchanting, good vibe. It also might. Do you know her records also remind me of things like. That manga cartoon, what's the one called? You know, the one where Spirited Away.
Mm.
It's that whole sort of inverse universe of dreams and ideas that you can completely believe in while you're actually listening to her sing.
Yeah, she's the kind of that you just want her to read your stories.
Yeah, oh dear. Yes, she was, yeah.
Oh, it was just
can you imagine Wendy McNeil reading your bedtime stories?
Such a great place to be. Everyone was just enchanted by you.
Yeah.
Completely enchanted by it.
Blown away by
and I came out and frankly it had been a long day and that was
let's
so
be honest,
pleasant.
Let's be honest.
Pleasant, so happy that I decided that was it for me and I was going to bed.
So we heard Yaga Yazzie, so he sounded, I mean, I don't like jazz. And I don't like late nights jazz on a main stage. It frightens me. I don't know why.
It was aggressive jazz.
It was aggressive. It thumped, didn't it?
As I was wandering off through the fields of Great Unwashed.
Yeah.
They were making quite a pappy noise.
Indeed. And
there
I think
lots of
there was a lot of noise last night, and I think you should out Mac at this point for Damien tried to listen to.
Should we out Mac? That sounds good.
Well, you know, for his insolence at turning down Charles Dickens' story. Yeah, because there's this whole noise in the tent.
Yes.
And
I decided to retire and listen to a Charles Dickens story and to kind of drift me to sleep. And then I was told to turn it down because it was too loud whilst the piping saxophones were going on in the distance.
And the thumping and the screaming and all the rest. Mm. Not good.
But it was a very good... We give apologies to Oberhofer and De Koenig Tanzt.
Who sounded intriguing.
Frankly, we were just too old and infirmed to to stay up that late anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So that was day two, and we're now looking forward to a nice, relaxing day at Alden.
Say cheers to
cheers,
you all.
Cheers to you all, and we'll speak to you soon.
And, follow Richard at incendrymag.com.
On Twitter.
No, at incendrymag, isn't it?
At incendrymag, yeah. Not .com, just at incendrymag, yeah. Read my shit.
We can talk about Liverpoodles.
Liverpoodles. We'll talk about Liverpoodles next time, okay?
Yeah.
Right, bye.
Okay, bye.